is new. That's the way he learns this chart like this. Weiter. Rav also have a shasi chamra kulei maile yom de pisco. The whole day Erev Pesach is busy drinking wine. He drank a lot of wine. Why? Ki hecha de negror lelibe. Today it should give him a very good appetite that at night he'll want to eat a lot. The necho matzah tvei. He'll want to have a good enjoyment. He'll enjoy eating the matzah. He'll have a good appetite then. Matzah tvei liyurt by night time. Omar Rava. So Rava says, "We know. I mean, how do I know this? The chamra migragor, that drinking wine gives you a good appetite. That's now we learned like this. Dein ha-kaisos. By Pesach v'night, by the Seder, in between one kais and the next kais of a dal kaisos is imrotzo lishtos yishta. You're allowed to drink. If you want to drink more wine, you can drink more wine. Ben shlish l'revi lo yishta. Between after you benched already, between the third kais and the fourth kais, then you shouldn't drink anything more. Now the question is, v'yamrit misetzoid, if you tell me now by drinking wine fills you up, amai yishta. Why can you drink more in between the first kais and second, or between the second and the third? As before you have your sud, before you have the matzah, why are you allowed to drink more kaisis? Look, if you drink a lot of wine, it's going to fill you up, and you'll eat the matzah, maybe on a chilagasa, you'll be filled up already, you won't have a shem achila anymore. Like we spoke about before, there are two types of chilagasa. A kopon won't be a hidden mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah is to eat when you still have appetite to eat. But if your mamash is full already, there's no appetite, it's not a hidden mitzvah. And sometimes you can be so full, that mamash is a tzar for you to eat. That if it's painful for you to eat, that's not called achilim at all. So, but Azoi, why are you allowed to drink more kaisis? Ella have a rayish ramina migragor. That you should know, the more wine you drink, it just gives you a big appetite, and it'll make you eat more. Therefore, Pesach by night, you're allowed to drink more wine in between the first two kaisis. So the Rashbam, bein ha-kaisis alolu, bein ha-rishin l'sheni, and bein ha-sheni l'shlishi, or mishom nechamra migragor lo, because drinking the more wine gives you a big appetite. To the forest for Yozel. That's why you're allowed to do it. Mashenke be shlish tovi lo yishtem, shlish de birchas amozen. Techivu lo chashina noy le gru de libe. Because once you're finished eating already, there's no more in you to have a bigger appetite. It's lo shirinin le. Then we say better don't drink any more wine. The nearer kamaisa val arba kaisis. More than that, it looks like you're making more than four kaisis. So that's no good. Mashenke before the suda, then we say it's kedai to drink more wine. Because the more wine you drink will just give you a big appetite, and you'll eat the matzah with a bigger tiltaiva, with a bigger hiddur mitzvah. Therefore, it's kedai. So Torah just speaks out that hodi armina perakesim of orchim the chamra soyed. Usually, we say pekert. Wine fills you up, umesameich, and it also makes you happy. Before shasam, the two vegara purt the soyed. Depends how much wine you drink. If you drink a little bit of wine, it fills you up. That's no good for Erev Pesach. But if you drink a lot of wine, that gives you a bigger appetite. You want to eat more and more. Rav Sheshes have Yosef v'Tanisa kol malad yoyim at the Pesach. Rav Sheshes used to fast. The whole Erev Pesach used to fast. For the Gemara, name the Kesav Rav Sheshes, some of the Mincha Gedolah Tanan, the Guru should have a Raya, Rav Sheshes holds in our Mishnah. When can't you start having your Yisudah? For a Mincha Gedolah. That means the Kuru from 12 o'clock. Why? Umishum Pisco. Because since that's the time when you can start bringing the Kuru from Pesach, we don't want you to eat while the Zman is to bring the Kuru from Pesach. Who? Why? Dilma Mimshach, maybe you start eating and your Suda will continue. V'yoslem Nuyem Milnevat Pisco. And you stop, you won't bring the Kuru from Pesach. So what does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah didn't even eat in the morning also. So the Kuru from Pesach is only from Chatzai Sayyim. But why didn't he eat in the whole, even in the morning? It says he fasted the whole day. What happened to the morning? So I tell you, v'sov alav ki hod yom Rav Oshia. Maybe Rav Sheshes holds like Rav Oshia. Omer Rav Leza. That says the name of Rav Leza. That machshir hoye ben b'seira, that ben b'seira sheet the word that it's kosher, that Pesach sheshach tu shachris. If somebody brought a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the morning, it's also kosher by the Evid. Or maybe even with Chila, maybe. V'yarab also l'shmoy. If you sefted it l'shmoy, l'shem korban Pesach, it's kosher. O mitzav Lishma, you mitzaf prati mara, or mitzaf rezman pisku. In the case of the Kura Teretz, or mitzaf rezman pisku. And according to Ben Beseira, even from Erev Pesach in the morning, it's the time to bring the Korban Pesach. The kula yom echaz lepisku, because according to Shita, the whole day Erev Pesach is right to bring the Korban Pesach. So Mel is very good. Why Rosh Hashanah didn't eat the whole day? Because he holds the pshat that you can't eat somach le Korban Pesach. Because we're afraid you'll stop bringing your korban. And he always liked them to say, Rav, that even from the morning you're allowed to bring korban Pesach. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat the whole day. At least you can't have a suda the whole day. What's Ben Beseris Pshat? He holds Ben Harabayim, means Ben Erev Yesmo, in between last night, the Erev Ibna, in between tonight. That means the whole daytime today is kosher. So maybe that was Pshat Rosheshis. So Mara says, Amri Loi, I'll tell you no, that's not Pshat Rosheshis. Shani Rosheshis Yistin Esevi. I'll tell you, Rosheshis was a poshida, was a very delicate person. And he knew himself, the Toyim B'tzafri, knew himself, if he would eat the littlest amount, in the morning, Erev Pesach Midi, Lurta, by night time, he wouldn't be able to eat anymore. So a person is so delicate that he knows himself that he eats a little bit in the morning, for that he'll be full the whole day. He won't be able to eat at night time. You shouldn't eat the whole day Erev Pesach. The Baruch Hashem, other people are that they could eat and they still have pretty hungry at night time. Before Pesach by night, till you have your Seder, usually till you come to eat. It's very late, so everybody has to know themselves. That in the afternoon you are allowed to eat things, you're allowed to eat the fruit, the vegetables, the meat, and you're allowed to eat. But I call upon him, you shouldn't fool yourself up that if it comes Pesach by night, you won't be able to eat the matzah with a good appetite. But everybody has to know himself, as long as you know that you'll eat this much meat, this much potatoes, you'll still be able to eat at night time, look, that's alright. Just for Sheshis, he knew himself that if he would eat any little bit by day, he won't be able to eat good at night, and Echnami, he wasn't allowed to eat the whole day. Now, the Maisa from the first Sugya, Noman Aleph, the Shaila was, can you make Kiddush on Chamar Medina? So, Pashad Al Gius in the Gemara, the Brises all say, that ain't Mekanchen El Ala Yain. You only allowed to make Kiddush only on Yain, and the Kuru Huadin, the same thing was Havdalah, you only allowed to make Havdalah only on Yain. And the Kuru at this Pshat, the Kuru, the first Mandiyam Amemar, that the Kuru there, there was, the first year he didn't think beer was Chamar Medina. But the second year, when he saw they served him again beer, he saw it was Chamar Medina. He went and made Havdalah on the beer. So the Chura Meima argues on the next prices. And this is the way the Rashbam, the Chura, learns. Because the Rashbam learns that the next prices, that after Shailam, can you make Kiddush, like Malik, Kedush, Yashichram, the Rashbam learns, B'mokim, Shein, Yain, and this was the Chamar Medina. So according to the Rashbam, the Chura, the Maskonas HaGemar is, even when there's no wine, and the beer of the Chamar Medina, still you're not allowed to use it for Havdalah, and you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. However, the Rosh brings down other Rishonim, they learned Fakeret, that the Gemara's question was, can you make Kiddush on Sheikhar on beer, where it was not Chamar Medina? Where it was a case where wine was very motzi, everybody had wine, and therefore that was the main drink, and people did not drink beer so much. And that was the Maskana Sa Gemara, that you cannot use the beer to make Kiddush or to make Havdalah on. But in the case where the wine is not motzi, or the beer is called Chamar Medina, like this, to be sharing the paskin that you could make Havdalah on beer. And Mikra Adin Huadin Luchur, you could make Kiddush also on beer. But the Rosh says, yearly, the Rosh says, Afal Pish Yochel HaKadosh Al HaSheicher, even though really, you could make Kiddush on beer. Imu Chamar Medina, if a case where the beer is the Chamar Medina, still the Rosh says, Toifu Yoysel HaKadosh Al HaPas. It's better Friday night to make Kiddush on Pas, on the Challah. Kivon Shasu Debo L'Chovet Shabbos. Since this is the Pas, this is the Suda, and this Suda is coming L'Chovet Shabbos, it's an Indian to make Kiddush on this Pas. But Avada, if you have wine, the best thing is to make Kiddush on wine. But in the case we don't have wine, then instead of using Chamar Medin, instead of using the beer, it is better, Zakhtar Rosh, to use the Pas. But the Rosh says, Avon Baboykir, but in the morning, when you want to make Kiddush in the morning, Yirush Yevorach Al HaSheicher, then it's better to make Kiddush on beer. Kreid the Bircha Samaitzi, before you use the bread. Dim Lekein, Bot Le Kiddush Al Yayim, because then if you just make Hamaitzi Lechem Noritz, there's no Kiddush Al Yayim, you're not being saying any new bracha. Like the whole Kiddush of to make Kiddush Per Yayim is to do something special, that this Suda has something special. See, if you're going to drink wine or you're going to drink beer before the Suda, that's called you're doing something special. That's called Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshayim. But if you're going to make Hamaitzi make every single meal. So there's nothing special. So therefore the Rosh holds that in the daytime you cannot make Kiddush and Chamar, you cannot make Kiddush Al HaPas. Therefore in the morning, if you don't have wine, you could make an Chamar Medina. And the Rosh also ends off, so let's say you want to use the Kais Shel Birchas HaMozen, and let's say you don't have wine, but you want to use Chamar Medina, you want to use beer, the Rosh holds that's okay, like it's a Kal V'Chaimah. Madich, you could use, for Havdalah, Chamar Medina, you could use the beer,
Hasuadin, of course, you could use the chamar medina, the beer, for birchas hamazon. Because as a man the yom with a bechla, you don't have to use the kais for birchas hamazon. Therefore, for sure, in the case we don't have the wine, you could use chamar medina even for benching. Now, the mechaber in Simon Kufpei Beis, in Sif Cotton Beis, says that kais birchas hamazon eino elo shel yayin. Because the mechaber holds that the ikur din of benching is only on yayin. His Mechaber holds much more like the Rashbam here, that kol zman is yayin, you shouldn't use anything else. However, the Ramah says, Mashma, the Ramah holds there is a minig to even to bench on Chamar Medina. You could use beer. However, the Ramah is also masking Omiyu, the Ravada, that mitzvah minamukho levorach al yayin. Therefore, the best thing is always to bench on wine. If you don't have wine, then you could bench also on Chamar Medina. Now, again, to making a kiddush on Chamar Medina, on this the Mechala Paskin, the Simon Reshayin Beis, that b'mokem shein yayin motzui, ye shemrim shemekadashin al shecher, v'shar mashkin chutz min amayin. A some shittas hold that you could make kiddush on chamar medina, providing there's no wine to be found. V'yei shemrim, some say shem mekadashin. So the mechaber brings down both shittas. If for the effort you could make kiddush on chamar medina in the case you did not have wine. Now, then the mechaber is machwi like the rosh that says, ula rosh, according to the rosh we learned before, that says, Balayla lo yikadish al hashecher. By night, Friday night, when you're going to make kiddush, you should not make kiddush on chamar medina, even on beer, in the case we do not have the wine. El al hapas. It's better then to make kiddush on the pas, on the lechem. Uvaboyka mashenken Shabbos in the morning, when you want to make kiddush in the morning, yoyset toiv lekadish al hashecher, shivorach olam shakol kaidim birchas hamotzi. But in the morning, also, if you do not have wine, it's better then to make the kiddush on beer, on chamar medina, where you're making some special brother, bracha, rather than just not making hamotzi, which you always make hamotzi. It's not a heker, it's any type of a kiddush. Well, the Achronim say that by Friday night, avada the yikah mitzvah is to make kiddush ala yayin, like midash and zachreil ala yayin. So everybody should try and have yayin to make kiddush Friday night. If you do not have yayin, then you could be samech on the rush to make kiddush on pas on bread. However, Shabbos by day, the other Achronim want to say that since the kiddush is only midrabbonin, stamen asmachta, there you could be mekel to use chamar medina. In the case where you like to drink something, it's a chamar medina, much like a schnapps, then you could make kiddush on schnapps. However, the problem then comes up upon how much do you have to drink of the schnapps. Mikra Adin was saying that to make kiddush, the kais has to have at least a revius of the liquid inside it, and you have to drink a molen lugmov right of that revius, which usually by schnapps it's very hard to do that. However, there is a minig some people are making that schnapps, that since it's a derech to only drink a little bit, like you see, they only make kiddush on a small cup. However, avad is much better to make kiddush on a kus that has a revius inside it. Now, Bahavdola, the Mechaber also brings down in Simon Reis Tzadik Vov that V'yein Mavdila Nala Pas, Havdola you cannot make on Pas, Avalal HaShechor, but on Bir Mavdilin, Imu Chamar Medina. If that is Chamar Medina, then you can make Havdola on Bir. Vuadin Lishar Mashkin, any other Mashkin that's called Chamar Medina, means it's the main drink that they drink, their Koveya Suda, a very chosh of a drink. Now, at this, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that alash mavdilin, that's also imein lo yayin, only if you do not have wine. V'yimeish lo yayin hu kaidim l'chol amashkin. If you do have wine, then for havdol you should also use wine first. He says the chazal is a loshen atur really. For chazal efligu gamchein begoidel mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah to use wine. V'yomru they say ha mavdil ala yayin, whoever makes havdol on wine, o yishimeya miyacherim shemavdilin, or you hear from somebody else that is making Havdalah on wine, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kerei a Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls you a Kodesh. For you say you segula. Shenema v'yisem li am segula. V'yisem li segula mikol amin. V'yema v'avdlescha mikol amin. So I call upon him Havdalah also. When you do have wine, it's better to make Havdalah on wine rather than using Chamar Medina. But if you do not have wine, or for some reason you can't drink the wine, then you could make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So while we're coming out, the only time that really it's okay to use Chamar Medina is only Shabbos by day. Shabbos by morning, when you want to make Kiddush there, since it's only Midrabanan to use the Kais, we say you could use Chamar Medina. However, by Kiddush and by Havdalah, it's much better to use wine. And who I did by Birchas HaMazon, if you do have wine, it's better to use wine than using Chamar Medina. Now, exactly what is considered Chamar Medina that you could use to make Kiddushan or to make Havdalah on with the Evod or Birchas HaMazon, really, Rav Moshe has a truver about this. Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita in the Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Hey, and he wants to tie in that he wants to say that soda is not called Chamar Medina. You cannot use soda to make Havdalah or to make Kiddush in the daytime on. And he wants to say that Chamar Medina has to mean it's a chash of a drink, it's something that you give a guest when he comes to your house, but it has to be something that he enjoys drinking, that you enjoy the drink for drinking it, not just because you're thirsty. As he holds that when you drink soda, the pshat is it's a nice drink, everybody drinks it, but you drink it because you're thirsty, or else you're very hot, you want to cool off a little bit, you drink some cold soda to cool you off. But it's not the pshat you enjoy the drinking of soda for the sake of drinking. The mush or wine, when somebody drinks wine, he enjoys the wine itself. Or when you drink some schnapps or some beer, you enjoy the drink itself. That's what he wants to say. Therefore, he wants to say soda, even though you give it to guests when they come, it's something that's served in all the meals, it's not called Chamar Medina. However, he wants to tell you that tea, could be considered Chamar Medina. Because tea, when you have a guest, you give them tea to drink, they enjoy drinking the tea, but there is tea, not only because he's thirsty. Who I did maybe milk also. To give somebody milk, a guest, it's also it's a prestigious drink, milk, it's healthy for you. So you don't only drink milk because you're thirsty, you drink milk because it's good for you. So therefore, he held that b'dievet, if you don't have wine and you don't have anything else, you could make Havdalah, you could make Kiddush in the daytime on tea or on milk. However, Avada, he still holds that Avada, the Ika thing is always to use wine. If you don't have wine, then you can easily use schnapps or else beer. And if not for that, the old tea and milk could also be used. Now, Lamaisa soda, you have to know, for some people, Taka, soda is something they drink because they enjoy the drink also. It's not just time because you're cold or thirsty. So, Lamaisa, it's sorry, and you have to ask somebody about this. But Avada, Metchila, is better not to do it. Since Rav Moshe says soda is no good, Avada is better not to use soda. So the first thing always is to try and use wine, or even grape juice. If not for that, beer or schnapps. And if not for that, for the effort, you could use tea or milk. Now, at the end of the Gemara we had that Rav Sheshes, he did not eat the whole Erev Pesach. And the first Gemara wanted to say, why not? First he wanted to say, because he holds like them, the Seirom, that a Pesach is kosher if it's brought the whole time, any part of the day of Erev Pesach. So therefore, he holds that the Yisr teeth is machmas the Korban Pesach. So therefore, even from the morning, you're not allowed to eat. And then the Gemara says, no, could be there's no raya. Shani Rav Sheshes, the Yisr Nisevi. He was very delicate. So Taisa speaks out, first of all, that Rav Sheshes have Yosef B'tanis. So Taisa says, Avad Alav Davkam. He wasn't really in a tainis. El Hashem Eratzim Alechu. He stam watched himself not eat. Or else Taisa says, no, maybe he was really mekabel upon himself a tainis. Kidei sheyei nizkar v'nizar melechem. And he should be careful not to eat. Yeah. Then Taisa says that mishum pesach, so Taisa brings a raya, v'yam fagav dahash to leka pesach. Like, what's the Gemara of Tavamina? That Rosh Hashanah, the reason why Rosh Hashanah did not eat the whole Erev Pesach was because he holds the tamiz mishum a korban pesach. And he holds like them to say where the korban is kosher even in the morning. Therefore, even in the morning, since that's the time you could bring korban pesach, you're not allowed to eat the whole day. Frank Tosis, Rav Sheshes was not bisman de Beis Hamikdash. When Rav Sheshes lived, there's no korban pesach anymore. So why was he machmir? So Tosis says it's a raya from this gemara that v'yam fagav dahash to leka pesach mikomoko me'isa shoye bisman abayis loy botol. The isa that was bishas the Beis Hamikdash is still here. The isa is not botol. Now, then Tosis goes to another thing. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's only kosher b'dieved. If you bring the korban in the morning, it's kosher. But avadim mitchila, you're not supposed to bring the korban until the afternoon, until after chatzos. So the Tosfos says, avad mitchila oser mishum l'tishchat achametz, l'tishchat apesach v'edayin chametz kayim, because before in the morning you still have chametz in your shoes. So the mitchila, you're not supposed to bring the korban. So the Tosfos says, mikol makom kivin to the yevet kosher sevir le'lahach mirshtalechum in abayka. Since b'dieved you could bring a korban pesach even in the morning. Therefore, there's a half minute in the Gemara to say that's the reason why Rav Sheshis did not eat in the morning, because he held you're not allowed to eat because maybe that will stop you from bringing the korban. So any time that the korban is kosher, even with the yevid, you cannot eat from then. Now, machmas this Gemara, the way Tosis learns, that says the half minute was, at least according to Rav Sheshis, the reason why he did not eat was because of the korban pesach. Even though that today, like in times of Rav Sheshis, there was no korban pesach, but since Bizman there was a korban pesach, the Chol mastered it, the Yisra is still here. So because of this, Taisus before asked the Kasha and the Rashbam's Pshat, that the Rashbam before said the reason why the Gemara said that you should not eat in order to eat the matzah at night, why did the Gemara say in order to eat the Korban Pesach, to eat the meat at night, when you still have a good appetite? So Rashbam said because we want to say Chiddush even when there's no Korban Pesach. Still, you're not allowed to eat in the afternoon, today that you should be able to eat the matzah b'taiva, with a good appetite. So today's the Asakashan of Rashbam, that now will Gemara Tzimashmo, that if at the time of the base of English, there was an Issa not to eat because of the Korban Pesach, that Issa still remains. Even today, when we do not have a Korban Pesach, any Issa that was there, B'shas, the base of English, is still here now. That's why Rosh Hashanah in the Havamina, we did not eat on Erev Pesach. So therefore, Tosis doesn't like the Rashbam Pshat, that the reason why the Gemara didn't say Korban Pesach to eat the meat, was because we want to say Bizman is there. So therefore, Tosis likes the Rashbam's second shot, that the reason why the Gemara says in order to be able to eat the matzah, and doesn't talk about the meat, because the matzah is harder to eat. Like any little time you're filled up, you don't have such an appetite to eat matzah. However, to eat the meat, that you would have an appetite for. So we're saying in Chiddush, that we don't want your teeth from 3:30 today, that you should not even be a little bit filled up, today that you should be able to eat the matzah at night with a good appetite. Now, lahalocho, the Mechaber brings down in Simon Tufayin Aleph that also lecho pas misho ashiris ulamala. It's on the 10th hour on Erev Pesach, that's 3 o'clock, you're not supposed to have any type of a pas, even matzah ashira. Kidei shiyocho matzah l'tiyovin. Kidei you should not fill yourself up. Kidei at night time you should be able to eat the matzah with a good appetite. Avol oyecho mat peris, but we're allowed to eat a little bit fruit. Or you rock us a little bit vegetables. But you should not fill yourself up with them. V'yimu istanis, the Rambam said, let's say somebody is very delicate. Shafilu oichol mat mazik tachilosoi hakoloser. If like Rav Sheshis, if you know you eat even a little bit, that would bother you, that by nighttime you would not be able to eat the matzah with a good appetite, you should not eat even in the morning. You should not eat even a little bit. Then the Mechaber says that for Yayin Matla, you should a little bit more you should not drink. Mishum demisa tzoyda fills you up. Avlim roitza lishtos Yayin harbe, shaysim afneshim shaysim harbe, gura taiva samaychel. If you want to, you could drink a lot of wine, because that gives you a big appetite to eat. Now for Loshana Mechaber, it's marshmallow and maybe not like the Rashbam. Not that as an Indian you should eat a lot of Yerokos on Erev Pesach, or else you should drink a lot of wine in order to make you have a good appetite for nighttime. The Mechaber just says that if you want to, you can eat a little bit teris or eat a little bit yerokos. It does not say you should eat a lot of them in order to give you a good appetite. Who had in wine also, it doesn't say you should drink a lot of wine. It just says if you want to, wine is all right. But it's more mashma that not to take too much, kidei that for sure you will not be hungry by nighttime. Now, exactly how much can you eat, he doesn't say. But as we spoke about before, that every person should know between himself, he just should not eat enough that he should be filled up. Now, like even though the Mechaber only says peiros and yerokos, should not eat fruits or vegetables, the Mishnah of the Achronim say, Hu adin bosa v'dogim u'beitzim. You're allowed to eat meat on Erev Pesach, even after 3 o'clock, or else some fish, or else some eggs. It's all the main thing that's usher is only something that has chamesh haminim in it. Something that has type of flour in it, any type of flour, that you should not eat. But our core point of the Yisrael is you should not fill yourself up, that you should know for yourself that when it comes at night time, you'll still have a nice appetite to eat. And also I see, Tais also talks about that. After we said before, there are two types of anachilus gasa, of eating too much. Tais also says like this over here. Tais says that the eina achila, our Gemara's mashma, if you eat an achila gasa, it's not called an achila at all. So Tais gets the question, either Gemara Nozi says, Gabi Pesach, if somebody eats an achila gasa, goes on a pasuk upayshim yichosh lubom, uparach rosha korosleh, mashma is only rosha. For the Gemara Nidu lo yavid mitzvah min amuchar. If somebody eats the matzah or the pesach when he's full, true he didn't do a mitzvah min amuchar the best way of the pesach milki ovid, but I call upon him he did the mitzvah. So it's mashma from the Gemara, even though you're eating an achila gasa, it's still considered an eating. It's mashma you are mekayim the mitzvah achila pesach. So how come in our Gemara here it's mashma if you eat an achila gasa when you are full already, it's not called an achila at all? So Taisa says the Yomer Rabbeinu Tam, the trei gavne achila gasa. There are two different types of achila gasa of filling yourself up. Achas, one type is shenafshay kotzim lechol. Mamish, your heart, you don't want to eat anymore. Because it bothers you teeth. It's kotzer. It stares you. It bothers you teeth. That's how full you are. V'yaloisa potter v'yom kippur. Such an eating, if you filled yourself up right before Yom Kippur, the mamish, you can't eat anymore, and you go and take some more right away at the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Because that's not considered achila at all. And who are then? The korban pesach, you're not mekayim. That's not called achila at all. But zaktesis v'yesh achila gasa. But there is another type of an achila gasa, eating too much. Sheino misav alechel. You filled yourself up, you don't have a type, you don't have a desire to eat anymore. Ach yesh bo tam. But if you do eat some more, you still taste it. Like it's not kotz, it's not hard for you to eat. You could still eat. Just that you're already full already. So that's the pshat in such a case that you are mekayim the mitzvah. That's called an achila. But that's not the mitzvah min amuchra. That's not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is that you should be in a matzah that you want to eat more. You have a desire to eat more. So Tosfos, I v'hod the Pesach nechol al asoiva. We always learned that the korban Pesach should be eaten when you are already satisfied al asoiva. So the chur al asoiva means you are satisfied. You do not have a desire to eat. So Tosfos says, Haynu she misav alechol tzas. It means you're satisfied already. Doesn't mean that you're full. It just means you're not hungry, but you still have some desire to eat. That's the mitzvah min amuchar. That's called the very choshev achila. Not that you're starving, but that you have a desire still to eat. That's called Pesach Nechal HaSeiva. All right, we'll stop here.